Hello again. This is Pastor Deborah, and we are beginning this new section of the School of Light called Prayer and Fasting. I want to give you a warning, a disclaimer, before you begin. This section may be very troubling for you and triggering, so go slow and stop as needed. As you read and as you listen and as you watch, you will not be alone this time. As you listen and hear, you may experience many feelings of fear, triggering, and memories that come back and that arise and are very frightening to you. But I will be with you, and so will Agape Love during these times. This warning is to just let you know Pastor Deborah went through some not nice things, tests and trials, so she would qualify to be a mighty priest and king to help you. So this is a warning, a disclaimer, that the following lessons may be a little hard to listen to. As we get into Volume 2, they are the true stories of people that Pastor Deborah worked with. But some of her tests and trials, you may see that learning how to help people the Lord's way is very hard. So I wanted to warn you and give you this disclaimer. So don't worry. Healing is here for you. Restoration, and there is help during these videos. So come and learn and grow. Go slow. Love always and forever, Pastor Deborah. Hello again. This is Pastor Deborah. Once again, I'm coming to you. I'm sitting at my living room door with the shade up. It's a beautiful sunny day. And I wanted to come and bring to you another episode, another part, another lesson in the School of Light. We are in the section, as you can see on the board, Prayer and Fasting. Even though when you go to the website of www.agapeloveishere.org, you will see it sort of reversed. You will see it entitled Fasting and Prayer. So don't get confused, but we're dealing with both fasting and prayer. And I'm going to go through another section with you that is on the website, so you can learn more about yourself, about Pastor Deborah, about the journey one must make to help people the Lord's way. If you remember, Pastor Deborah was coming out years and years ago, probably around 1993, out of the way of the world, out of mental health counseling, to help people and learning how to help people the Lord's way. It took years and years and years, little bit by little bit, church teaching by church teaching, movies, books, stories, over and over and over again, testing and trials. I didn't think I was going to make it some days. The attacks were so difficult. The pressure was mounting. Family issues were going on. Raising a child, being married, having a job, then not having a job. But God began fasting me off of many, many things. Now, a lot of people don't understand the word fasting, and they really don't understand the word prayer. But I'm just going to read to you from the website, and this is in the section called The Kingdom of Agape Love. This is Volume 1, called Prayer and Fasting, or Fasting and Prayer is what you'll see. But let's begin with a prayer. Yes? No, you don't have to bow your heads. No, you don't have to raise your hand or fold your hands like this. You can if you want to. What the Heavenly Father is looking for is what your spirit is doing. He says, I am a spirit, and I am looking at your spirit, for only your spirit can truly worship me in spirit. And in truth, that means in the knowledge of who He is and who you are, and in freedom from slavery and death. So your prayers are really for the Spirit. And once you learn a lot of this and your spirit grows strong, it then will force your soul to bow itself and not do a soulish prayer, not do soulish or flesh requests or petitions, but it will be coming directly from your spirit. And it takes a while for that to happen. And that was part of the fasting and prayer that you're going to learn about. Pastor Deborah's soul had to give way, die, sort of speaking, to the spirit. Take its rightful place as a helpmate. Not being the king and the ruler and living by the soul and its feelings and emotions and what it had been shaped by and conformed by and what had developed in its subconscious. No, it had to give way to the spirit that was developing and coming out. That is what this prayer is about. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you in the spirit, the best we know how as a spirit. We know that you gave us life. We know that we lost it. And we know that now you are trying to birth us again, put back the Holy Spirit in us, and teach us and grow us just as if we were biological earthly children. Father, we recognize we don't know very much yet, and we need your help. And we know you have sent our teacher, the governor of the kingdom of heaven, the Holy Spirit. And within him is all that we need, the revelations, the truth, the knowledge, all the things that our little spirit needs to grow and develop. So help us as we listen to Pastor Deborah's story about what you did with her and how she had to be fasted and how she had to learn about prayer with you in the spirit and to worship you and be fasted spiritually and in the soul of many things. We thank you for helping us to see, to understand the journey that one must make if you are going to help people the Lord's way. Thank you in the name of Christ Jesus. Amen. All right, let's get started. We are beginning lesson number 4 in the School of Light of Prayer and Fasting. I just want you to sit, listen. If you want to close your eyes, go to the website, read it for yourself, or just watch. This also will be podcasted out to the School of Light's own podcast show soon. I'm working on many projects, but we'll get there. All right. This was written in 2000. Oh, that was a long time ago. And it was written to help Pastor Deborah understand what she went through. But let's begin. This first part is given, and it was written by the Heavenly Father himself through Pastor Deborah, through her spirit, for you. By the Heavenly Father, Agape Love himself, 2000. Silent cries. How long I have heard the cries of the broken and fractured spiritual hearts, generations after generations. How long have I seen their hands reaching for help? If you notice a little difference in my height, I just lowered my chair. I'm going to try this for a little bit so I can look a little different into the camera. So the Heavenly Father is saying that he has been hearing your silent cries for generations after generations. How long have I seen their hands reaching for help? Spiritual eyes blinded to my light, my truth, my agape love. Hearts and souls living in the fear of death. Precious little ones, you, sweetie, and all the others that have not yet come out of that deep coma, out of that deep cocoon, out of the flesh and the darkness, out of ignorance. Precious little ones sleeping, to escape the horror, the pain, the loneliness, the fear. Silent cries of the least of my son's spiritual brethren, my spiritual inheritance. How long I have heard these silent cries of their pain from abandonment, spiritual rejection, and spiritual abuse. How long have I heard their silent hearts? How long have I heard their spiritual hearts breaking, being fractured into many out of the fear of death? How long have I heard their hearts spiritually and silently screaming, and yet there was no sound? How long have I heard their silent cries for agape love and peace of spirit and soul, and yet not knowing what it was? I had King David write down his cries of his spiritual heart and the pain of his soul, so all could hear what a heart and a soul broken into pieces and fearful sounds like, what the fear of death does to the spiritual heart and soul, what the silent cries are like coming from the silent voices in the dark wilderness of the kingdom of darkness of ignorance are like, that I, their heavenly Father, hear all the time, for ears to hear and for eyes to see. King David cried too, Psalms 55, 1 through 8. Verse 8, give ear to my prayer, O God, and hide not yourself from my supplication. Verse 2, remember, all these are from the Authorized King James Version of the Bible. You may be able to use other versions, that's okay too. There's a lot, even I have an audio and video Bible on the website, on the front page, for you to look up. You can also find many Bibles on YouTube. If you cannot get one, a book in the natural sent to you, that's okay. Verse 2. Attend unto me and hear me. This is David's spirit crying out. I mourn in my complaint and make a noise. Verse 3. Because of the voice of the enemy, because of the oppression of the wicked. For they throw iniquity and wickedness upon me in wrath and hatred. Their jealousy, their lust, they hate me. Now this is the spirit talking. How does it get cast off? It comes from the soul. And it comes from other spiritual beings and things in the spirit to the spirit. Remember, we're in two realms. We're in the spiritual realm. That's way back here in the unseen. There are spiritual creatures back here. There's God and angels, host of heaven. There are Satan, the adversary of God, and all of his kingdom. And there are human spirits, both in the darkness and in the light. They're all in that realm of the spirit. They're all moving, doing things. I ran into them. Those are a lot of other stories. Then there is the realm of the natural, the soul's subconscious, the hidden man of the heart that is dependent on, which you can learn a lot about when you go to mental health and the forever person. This is a kingdom. There is a physical body that has five senses. That brings in information to this hidden man in the subconscious. That is, trains it, conforms it, shapes it, brings in thoughts and ideas. And this is how the hidden man of the soul is formed. And he is formed and shaped by sin, which is rebellion, to the known law of the kingdom of heaven, or any laws. It is also shaped and formed by wickedness and perverseness, confusion and hate and jealousy and lust. And that person in there has all of that. Then the biological body is receiving from its five senses pleasure or pain, and chemicals are going on, so you have a wonderful and unique system of biological chemicals, five senses, brain chemistry going on, neurons, electrical stuff, and the thoughts, the feelings, the knowledge of the subconscious, the hidden man of the heart. And then the level of the spirit. It is a multi-complex system. And it is known to God as a kingdom. And this kingdom got all separated. Everything got misplaced. Instead of the spirit being the king, the ruler, it sunk down into the flesh, into the subconscious's person. And whatever the subconscious hidden man of the heart felt, it got passed to the spirit. And it was thrown down into that. And this is what David is saying to him. He is saying that his enemy, which is ignorance, it's Satan, it's demonics, it's perverseness, it's what he has learned from the world, not only the spiritual world, but the earthly world. That's his enemies. And there must be some things that hate him. And they oppress the spirit. And they are wicked things. And they cast and throw wickedness and evil and fear on the spirit. And they hate the spirit. Usually those are unsaved human spirits who've not been born again yet, and the demonic spirits. They can also be spiritual people, beings who have and believe in Christ Jesus, but they serve Satan and the kingdom of darkness. And they have multiple personalities and they're fractured. And the spirit has to go along. I'll tell you a wonderful story about that. I was working with a young girl who was born into multi-generational Satanism. And her spirit was highly a child, you know, developed as a child. Wasn't very strong. I led her to the Lord when she was 14. I believe her name was Amanda. And her soul was all fractured, had a lot of, you would call them, mental health problems. And one day, we were in a car together, and her body went into a store. But her spirit came back to me and said, if that other part of me does not stop doing all this sex, getting pregnant, having abortions, doing drugs, getting beaten up, sleeping out with the homeless, smoking cigarettes, we're going to die, aren't we? I go, yes, sweetie, you will. The body cannot hold up. The soul can't take the pressure. And the spirit said, what do I do? I said, you've got to rise up and talk to that other part of you and help lead it and guide it to drug programs, to churches, to help that soul become healed and get in its rightful place and get healing. You're going to have to help that. That's your job. Now, the spirit was saved, believed in Christ Jesus, and it knew that it loved Christ Jesus, and Christ Jesus loved it. But the spirit was a baby, a child, and the soul dominated the physical body. The soul dominated the spirit. And so her little spirit said back to me, if I do that within myself, I will get in trouble. So that was the dilemma of this spirit. And this is what you have to understand. Pastor Deborah works with that part of us. I can work with the soul because it needs to be renewed. In fact, the soul has to die. And that's a great story that Pastor Deborah has on agape love in this prayer and fasting, as you see back there, called It's Time. Excellent story about how Pastor Deborah, who was used to be called Jan, went to the cross inside of Christ Jesus. Her spirit died, her soul died, and her physical body died. Then she was born again spiritually, which I happened about when I was maybe 3, but I was a baby, didn't know a lot. Then the soul that grew up had to die, because it's a wicked, evil thing, become renewed and allow the spirit to come through, and the soul has to take its rightful place, a helpmate, to be a communication on out like it's doing now. This is my spirit talking to you through the soul. The soul is the expression. It's the communication system to your soul and to your spirit. Now, I can do spirit to spirit. That's no problem. So let's keep going here. So I wanted to give you a little background about David and what God is hearing. So God was hearing Amanda's spirit in its dilemma and its fear, even though it was saved. But it was such a small baby, it was fearful to come up against the soul. Because she knew, the little spirit knew, if I don't do that, there'll be other spirits and demons that will attack it spiritually, beat it up, hurt it, and the little spirit was frightened. Verse 4, my heart is sore pained within me. That was where Amanda's little spirit was. And her soul was so fearful, lonely, rejected. It was just a mess. And the terrors of death are fallen upon me. That is what happens to the spirit. Verse 5, fearfulness and trembling are come upon me, says the little spirit. And horror has overwhelmed me. The little spirit will get so overwhelmed with horror and fear, it will fall down and go into a trance like death. Been there with many of them. It's the only way of escape, to save itself. Many times it was forced by demonic spirits to go into that trance. And what's the repurpose? One, the demonic spirits want the spirit out of the way. They want to use it, sort of like a puppet. The demonic spirits want the human spirit to go into a trance. Then the demonic spirits that are in it will lift that spirit up, use it for their own purposes, sort of like a puppet. And you'll read about that in Ezekiel, where Ezekiel in the Old Testament had a vision, was taken into the spirit realm, and it was so overwhelming to him, he fell down, and a spirit entered him and helped lift him up. And so the demonics take that, and that's what they really want. Then the spirit of the demonic side of the kingdom of darkness takes over the spirit. It's in a trance. It's out of the way and uses the spirit's body, but it's the demonic spirit's mind that's doing its purposes. So this is what David is saying, that this fear is so powerful to it, it overwhelms him. Verse 6, and I said, oh, that if I had wings like a dove, for then I would fly away and be at rest. That is the cry, the desire of every spirit. In that case, a lot of them do fly. I can tell you another story of Pastor Deborah. When she was about maybe 4 or 5, she had a lot of problems with her tonsils, and she had to have them taken out. And Pastor Deborah grew up in a military family, so at that time, the military surgeons weren't real child-friendly. All I can remember for years is I had a vision. I would see two doctors and me laying on in a surgery room. And my spirit, jumped out, ran through a door and down the hall. I never knew what the vision was for a long, long time until I reckon I had started studying the spirit and realized it was my spirit. My spirit was afraid. They used something called ether back then, and it smelled to me like overripe cantaloupe. And for the longest time, I couldn't eat cantaloupe. If it was overripe or had that smell, it reminded my biological body and my soul of that surgery. I didn't know that for a long time, and then I got it connected. But my spirit left my body. They're called out-of-body experiences. When the fear to the physical body is so tremendous, whether it's through child abuse, human trafficking, domestic violence, drug abuse, fear of death, that's what Pastor Deborah's experienced as a maybe 4-year-old child, maybe 5. My spirit left. It got wings. It didn't know it had. And it flew like a dove down the hallway. And I could be at rest. The spirit could be at rest. Verse 7. Lo, then would I wander far off. I did. I got far away from that doctor. And remain in the wilderness safe. Now, Pastor Deborah also knows that my spirit does that. And I'll tell you a funny story. That when I was getting a colonoscopy, I went in and I knew they were going to give me something called propofol, which is really puts you out. And I told the people in the room that were going to do the colonoscopy, I was leaving my body now. But I was putting some angels in the room. They were going to watch them, keep an eye on them. And they better not do anything to my body, not make any comments that they're not supposed to, because the angels would be watching. But I was going on a trip, going to the Garden of Eden, and I'll see you when I get back. Now, I know they thought Pastor Deborah was not in her right mind. But once I learned that, I could do that. Now, what also happened through my many years of personal ministry with people, growing up and being in hardcore multi-generational Satanists, the occult, vampirism, psychics, everybody moves in the spirit. Kings, politicians, judges, children, they all move. I didn't know that at first, the capabilities of the spirit, but I discovered that. And that's all a part of working and doing ministry the Lord's way in the spirit. Verse 8. I would hasten my escape from the windy storm and the tempest. When fear comes, in comes death. And the spirit is afraid. And it feels it can be a wind. It can be a tempest. And so the spirit runs. A lot of people in child sexual abuse, they don't want to talk about when the sexual abuse is happening. They leave their body. A lot of them don't know that. They call it disassociation. They just disassociate somehow in their mind from the events. And that's usually but the spirit is doing that. But if I talk to them like that, they don't know that. But usually what happens, they come to me in the spirit and they go, you're the one. You know what we do. Yes, yes, yes. Okay? So that is what prayer and fasting is dealing with, the spirit, and what the spirit must go through. But before we can get there on Pastor Deborah's journey, you've heard a little bit. I want to stop now with this particular lesson. Don't want it to be too long, because we're going to keep going into this part. And I want to pray with you so you will feel safe, and that you will, if your spirit needs some ministry, even right now or later, I am here. The Lord is here. The peace of the Lord and agape love is here. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for showing us the heart cries of humanity that you hear. We thank you that you had King David write to us so we can learn and our soul can understand that we have another part of us. And it is fearful. It is being overwhelmed. It is being attacked, even though the soul may not know it, and that it wants to run away and hide and be safe. We thank you for this information, this revelation, these spiritual things that you are revealing to us about us, the real us, the spirit, that part of us that will live on past earthly deaths, the part that you are trying to reach. We thank you for these words and this journey that you took Pastor Deborah on so that we can learn of you and we can be helped. In the name of Christ Jesus, amen. All right, we're going to finish here in this lesson, part number 4. We'll pick up again in this section. We're still working through the sort of introduction of prayer and fasting. Okay? I'll see you in lesson number 5 in the School of Light, in the classes, the course called Prayer and Fasting. You come again and you'll keep learning. It's deep stuff. Remember, it's all on the website. Love, Pastor Deborah. Bye-bye. Thank you for listening and watching this video. It is an honor and a pleasure to have you stopped by today and watch. This is Pastor Deborah, and I hope you come again and watch many, many more videos and learn and grow spiritually and hear how she has helped people spiritually the Lord's way for many, many years. Come again, watch another one, and we welcome you to be a subscriber to the channel, to make comments, and if you wish to contact Pastor Deborah, please email her at her email address for the ministry at PastorDeborah@agapeloveishere.org. You can also see these videos on Twitter and on the website in the many different sections that they are put into. Enjoy, and it was once again an honor to have you watch and listen. Thank you, and come again to another video of Agape Love, Love is Here Ministries, a ministry of helping people the Lord's way that Pastor Deborah has been doing for many, many years. Love always and forever, Pastor Deborah.